Weiter in Shastra, Daf Pei Aleph, picking up on Pei Amud Beis by the bottom of the page, right after the Mishnah, starting by the Gemara. Now that we saw in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel said that we have a woman who is a Shomeres Yavam. She has two different potential Yarshim. That's her father's family, namely herself, and that of her dead husband. So now the question is, what happens to Shomeres Yavam Shemesa if she ends up dying? Who has to bury her? Mikovra. In other words, when we say who buries her, I mean, in theory, anyone could, but like, who's got to pay for it, basically? Rashi says, Mishum Diyesh Lashne Yarshim, Kami Baila, that's why we're asking this question. Yarshi Abal Kavrila? It's called Yarsik Suba? Is it the Yarshim of the Baal? Of the husband, because in fact that they inherit the ksuba. Rashi says v'tanya b'perakanarish in the spatsa, and we learn over there early in Daf Memzayin on the base kfurasa tachas ksubasa. The kfura is tachas ksuba. They're getting the ksuba, therefore she go and marry her. Odomi yarishay ha'av kaver. Let me the yarshim ha'av do it. The kal yarsi nechasam nechnasam beyotzim mima. They yarshin the stuff, the properties that come in and that go out with her. Amaravam Rom Tashima. Let's figure it out. The time we learned in the Bryce says Shomeris Yavam Shemesa. Shomeris Yavam that dies. Beep, turn the page. Pei Aleph. Yorsha Yorsha Ksubasa Chayavim Kvurasa. Her Yorshin, the Yorsha Ksuba, they are Chayav in a Kvura. Pretty straightforward saying over there, that is the Yavam has to go and take care of this. Rashi says, Osin Yorshim Shiyorshim Ksuba. So the ones that are the Yorshim Ksuba are Chayav the Kavur, like we said, it's Tachas Kvurasa. And let's back it up. I'm Rabbi Afan and Tamino. I also learned in a Mishnah. We will learn Mezar Shem and the Tzadihei, Omubayis, Alman and Izonus Menichse Yisomim. A widow gets taken care of from the Nichse, the property of the Yisomim, meaning of the estate that goes down to the Yosomim, or Ma'aseh Deir Shalhen, and her Ma'aseh go to them. But ain't Chayav Mekvurasa, they're Chayav to pay for a burial. Yorsheha Yorshek Subasa Chayav Mekvurasa. But her Yorshim, that are those that are Yorshek Suba, they're Chayav to go and deal with the Kvura. Who is this that has two yorshin? What exactly is that circumstance? Rashi says de itzrich letana lemisne osan yorshin sheyorshin ksubasa, that we need to speak about. It's the ones that get the ksuba. Shema mina iki yorshin mechmini. There's other ones by dayo the lawyers ksubasa don't get it. Who is this? Have you ever a shemeres yavam? This is a case of a shemeres yavam where they have two things going on over here. The yavam and her family, they have both some sort of yerusha going on over there. So we say that the one that gets the ksuba, they're the ones who have to pay it. In fact, the Gemara Amar Rava, V'lema ach ani yoresh ishto ein ani kover. Says Rashi, let the guy just say, meaning the yavam over there, he should just say, says Rashi, ksuba zush ani yoresh ein kam min dunya savia klom. It doesn't have anything left over from the dowry. Elam asayim etosefet shekotsav la'achi, that my brother wrote. V'enin yoresh osa el'achi. I'm not being yoresh in har. I'm yarshening the my brother. Yarshen my brother over here. So therefore, I shouldn't have to go and pay. Amar le'abai mishum debayin alav mishteit stadim. Because we can come at him from two different sides. Im achiv yorish yikbor ishto. If he's getting his brother, he's inheriting his brother, then you have to go and bury the wife. Why? Simply put, because if the brother would still be alive, what would happen? He would have to do Rashi's kamo shahaya shahayahu kovra im mesa b'chayav afilo chnisa lo klum, even if she didn't bring him anything. So you're doing a brother, so that's what you do. Im eino kovra ishto, you think subasa, and if he doesn't bury the brother's wife, then give her the ksuba. Says Rashi shakvura ba tachta, because it was coming in its place. So we see that, of course, he deals with it. So Rava says, no, this is what I mean to ask. Hachi kami, this is what I'm saying. Ach ani yoresh ishto, ein ani, ach ani yoresh, my brother, I'm inheriting my brother. Es ishto, ein ani kover. I have no chiyuv to go and bury his wife. Vim vi'i mishum ksuba. And if you want to say, though, you can't do that because there's a ksuba over there, so you have to pay it. Nice try, because lo nitna ksuba ligvos mechayim. If the husband would be alive, she wouldn't be getting the ksuba because he's alive. And now I'm standing in place of my brother over here, and therefore I don't have to do it. Rashi says, Kol zman shabal chai v'anibim kom bal omein. I'm standing in his place. Shayisim mitzapel l'kotz. I was waiting to go and be konis, so therefore I shouldn't have to deal with this. I inherited my brother, and the ksuba I can't lose because you don't take it during the chayim. So says, Abai, man shamat le, this lay midras ksuba. Seemingly you're getting your halacha, you're picking it out of the lashon of the actual ksuba itself. But who did you hear that they expound that they're darshan, the midras ksuba, in such a way? This must be Beishamai. You're going in the world of Beishamai. As Rashi says, it says in the Ksuba that when you marry another man, meaning that if you die, when you marry another man, you can take what's written to you. And meaning that if she dies before you dies and you become free, you can remarry someone else. Now you're going to get your Ksuba. But over here, what do we see? That's only if you're able to go and marry someone else. But here you can't marry someone else. So therefore you have no rights to the Ksuba over here. This is Beishamai. So Ma'an Shamatle de Isle Midrash Ksuba. Beishamai. You say this is Beishamai. We have this a throwback. My friend Rashi points out from Yuvamos and Perika Ishish Aholcha to come Beishamai. Rashi points out, Vahalo, Misefer Ksuba, Nilmad Kashiktenasi, Laacher, Titli, Mashakosov, Lechi, Vahol, Vahi Nise, Salpiatma, Sheba, Vahamra, Mace Bali, Af Ksubas Gova, Alpiatma. Talking about a case where a woman, her husband dies, but nobody knows. There's no Edom if he died, didn't die. We don't want her to become an Aguna, so then we allow a woman, we believe her to say that he did die, so she shouldn't be just an Aguna, but we have to be very careful with that. The Machlokas said Bisham Basil about whether or not she actually gets the Ksuba based off that. And Bisham says you do, and Basil says you don't. Eventually, Basil also says you do as well. But the point is that we're saying it's Bisham that's saying this. Visham Inon Lohu Le Bisham Da Amr. We also heard that Bisham said, Shtar ha'omid ligavos kigavoy dami. A shtar that is waiting to be collected is as if it's already collected. Rashi says that shemi sheyeshlu shtar chov al chavero, that let's say if Reuven and Shimon, and Shimon has a document saying that Reuven owes him money. So shtar chov al chavero, hu muchsak b'nichse halove yosem imenu. It's like considered more in Shimon's property than it is in Reuven's property. Rashi says, kigavoy dami v'anechasem cheskasa. The property is like in their chazaka hilkach mina kayaris. It's like getting it, inheriting from her. Meaning to say that since a ksuba is written for the wife, so when wife was married to brother number one, the original one, she has a ksuba. It's like more in her property than his property. So now he's actually getting the stuff from her. Therefore, since the woman has a ksuba, then the property that's going to her from that ksuba is considered already in her possession at the time that the husband dies. And when she dies, it's as if the yavam is getting it from her. Therefore, he should be chayef to go ahead and bury her. Oh, nice move. Where do we know that this statement is really true? How do we know that Bishame holds this idea that shtar omen ligavos kigavoy dami d'tan? We learned in a mishnah mesu balein atshlosha. So this is a mishnah in Sota. Let's say the husbands died before they drank the mayim, the water. This is talking about the Sota, that the woman goes ahead and she goes alone with someone she's warned not to, and then what happens, she has to drink the Sota waters, and now before she ends up drinking the Sota waters, or how the husbands die. Rashi says, achal hanashim, I'm sorry, akol hanashim sho'olam koi. Shekinu lahem ba'aleim, the husbands, warned them, were jealous of them, v'nister, they went alone, v'lo hispik le'ashkosa, atzimei, said they gave a chance to give it to them until they died. Bisham yom, they say, notos ksuba v'lo shosas. They take their ksuba and they don't drink. Rashi says, d'ba'inan v'hevya ish asishto, because we need, Pasuk says, and the man brings his wife, and they don't have her anymore. B'silomim o shosas, no, you gotta make a choice, either drink the water, or lo notos ksuba. Ksuba, so you can't take the ksuba, it's one or the other. Literal words are either drink or don't take the ksuba, oshosos, or drink. What do you mean? Vehiva isha sishta la koinam rachman. It says that you have to go and bring it. So, Veleka, and he's not alive over here. So she doesn't have the ability of drinking it. Ella, mitoch shelo, shosos lo notos ksuba. All that's happening, as he's saying, is that because she can't drink, so she taka can't take the ksuba. Bishamayam, I mean, back to the point, Bishamay say, notos ksuba, velo shosos, take it and don't drink. Vamai. Why do you get the ksuba? Sveko is a case of suffix if they really get if they're supposed to get it or not. Suffix zanai, suffix lozanai. It's a suffix whether or not she was involved with the znus. Rashi says vefsida ksuba, and therefore she lose the ksuba if she was involved with the znus, or she wasn't, right? In which case, then she should get it. Ka'asi suffix emotzi midivadai. You're going to come over here. What's going to happen here? This suffix is going to come and remove the vadai from those that should be getting it. Meaning the Yarshim of the Baals, Rashi points out, Kasavi Beishame Shtar Homi Ligabis Kigavadomi. Must be because he holds that a shtar that's ready to be taken as if it's already taken, and that's where he can take it. Rashi says, Vuhimuchsakas Minachasim Yosemihen. Vein Kan Motzi Midivade. It's not a Motzi, you're not pulling out of a Vadai. Oh, so he gets to keep. So we see he holds such a thing. Bam, nice try to say that the man can get out of the fact that he's to bury her. He has to bury her, and there's nothing to talk about over here. We backtracked it for 1 second now because the Gemara said, we said earlier that what? That within the Ksuba, she's not allowed to take the Ksuba how is she able to take the ksuba while the yavam is still alive? Doesn't make any sense. We know it has to be only once she's allowed to marry somebody. When you can marry somebody else, titli, you could take a matzakos of lechi and that which is written to you. But lack over here that's lacking because the yavam is still alive, and the yavam is still alive, then it shouldn't be that she should get the ksuba because she's not able to marry somebody else. Amravashi, don't worry, it still works in the words of the ksuba, because Yavam Nami Ka'acher Dami, the Yavam is considered like somebody else. Rashi says, V'kevin she'tirta misa sabah linas Yavam, since the death of the husband matter her to marry the Yavam, me'osa shah zachta b'nechasim, at that time is when she is zocha in the nechasim. So we end off by saying that is the Yavam has to pay for the funeral, because she gets the ksuba tachas instead of the burial, he gets the ksuba, and that is how we end. We're not done though with our back and forth between Rabbi Abaye and Rava. Shaluch Rava la Abaye biad Rav Shmaya Barzeir. He asked him the following question: Umi nitna ksuba ligabas mechayim? Come on, is it really true that the ksuba of Yavama is something that can be taken during the lifetime of the Yavam? V'atani milu tana brayso. Rabbi Abba Omer shalti es sumchus, es sumchus. Harotz shimkor b'nichse achiv. Keitzad hu ose. If the Yavam, who already did Yibam, everything's good and dandy, so brother number Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon and marries Reuven's wife, their brothers, right? And Shimon, and now he wants to go ahead and he wants to sell the property of his brother. Ketzu also, what should he do to now be able to go ahead and sell it? We had said earlier he's not able to do it. Question: is there a way? So it says Gemara, Im Kohen, if he's a Kohen, then Yase Seuda Bifayis, and he should go ahead and make a big Suda and appease her. Rashi says Yafa. Yafe le psusa be mishtes hayayin refayis hemenu shititin le reshus, be mefayis her to give reshus limkor esa odef ad al kedik subasa. Why is this with Yisrael? Because if he's a Kohen, he divorced her, he can't get married to her again. Em Yisrael, if he's Yisrael, Rashi says, Shemut l'achse grusha, so he can return to grusha, megarish beget v'yachser. Go ahead and divorce her with a get, and then take her back. Understand the issue here is the fact that when there's a ksuba, then the woman is allowed to go ahead and say it was husband number one. A woman and a man are married. Reuven's married to Sarah. And what happens is now Reuven goes ahead and gives, he has a ksuba written for her. And in the meantime, he goes and he sells all the properties, which he could do. If he then ends up dying, she's allowed to go to the ones that he sold it to and get the stuff from him and take it from them for towards the ksuba. When it goes to the brother, he's not allowed to do such a thing. He's just not allowed to sell it. So what happens here in this case is that when he goes and divorces her, if it's Yisrael and he divorces her, so now you go ahead and divorce her and then get remarried again. And then the ksuba, now in the meantime, while they're divorced, go and sell all the other properties and give whatever property, whatever you want to do to give towards her. If they get remarried again, they use the same ksuba like we spoke already. Or he could go ahead and pay her off entirely and then he can take her back. And then all the stuff that's there, that comes to him entirely. And he can go and sell a new ksuba, but he could sell the stuff because it's not considered lien at that point. So this is the option he's able to do. Beep, turn the page. Pay Aleph Amud Beis. Now, v'yisalkadaitin nitna ksuba ligavos v'chayim. Rava comes in for the attack now. Now, if it's really true, if you think that a ksuba of Yavama was set up to be taken during the Yavam's lifetime, so why does Yavam have to divorce the Yavama in order to sell the stuff? Niyachid la shir ksuba v'ashar lizabin. Let him just set aside a particular amount, however much, you know, property that's going to be equal in value to that of the ksuba, v'ashar lizabin, and then go ahead and sell the other properties. Like, what's the problem over here? Says back to him, okay, but according to your logic that the ksuba was not intended to be collected while the Yavam is still alive, well then, as Rashi points out, why are you asking your question from Rav Ava's pshat in a brisa? And ask it from our Mishnah, which we said straight up, lo yomer la harei ksuba seich munachas leich ala shulchan, that he's not allowed to say to his Yavam, your ksuba is on the table. Rashi says if he's like a money changer and he puts that money on the table and he says, here, this is what it is going to be, right? To set it aside for that thing. Rather, all the brother's property is set aside for the ksuba. Why isn't he allowed to do this, though? Oh, must be that it goes to Saraya. The ksuba is not payable while the oven's still alive. Why don't you ask from there? So Rava says, no, let me tell you why I didn't ask over there. Hasam Eitzetova Kamash Malan. possible the Mishnah over there is just giving some really good advice over there. Why, as Rashi points out, because if he sets that aside and it gets lost, he's going to have to go with the new ksuba. Because if you don't say that, the Mishnah is saying good advice, then safer the Ketani. How do you understand the safer in the Mishnah, which says, V'chein lo yomer adam liishto, a man can't say to his wife, harei ksuba seich munachas lechal shulchan. Hey, you should know, this is talking about a regular case, not a Yavim shtickle. He can't say to his wife, by the way, ksuba is lying on the table. Ela kon lechas avachrayin leksubas ishto. Rather, what? All the property that's pledged to his wife ksuba, all of his property is pledged to the wife's ksuba. But we know that's not true because if he wanted to sell, he wouldn't be able to do it. Rashi's bit to me. We know, of course, you can. Aval mi shalo kasav lelo yichad mocher hakol ve'ini yichol la'akev alav v'taimu mishum de kasav la deknai u'dekanina umiu kishiyamus ol yigashenu tarfa lekuchos. Rashi is touching upon the Gemara in Bava Basa, is Hashem, we get over there. Gemara says that if a husband sells his property, it's going to be no good. It doesn't work. When? Only in three cases of fields which are specifically set aside for the ksuba. Right, so we said, okay, Bekitzin, that's, we'll get to Bezer Hashem. But the point is, nonetheless, that what says Gemara, Ela Eitzatova, Kamash Belen, it must be, this is just talking about Eitzatova over here, that is after writing Nuksuba and Hachanami, Eitzatova, Kamash Belen. Over here also, we can say it's Eitzatova. Ela Dereba Abi Kasha, of Abba Kasha, but Sir Abba is a Kasha. Says Rashi, the suggestion of divorcing and remarrying her, Adam Agarish law and the Yachid law. Why not just be Miyachid for her? Shari Gerish and Ganai. It's a disgrace. Ganai he lishneim. Elevade time at the low nitna ksuba lehagabosa michai. Must be the reason why he suggested that and didn't suggest this. Is because Taka, like he was saying the whole time, that property is. Rabbi didn't say that the. He didn't say to designate some of the property. The reason he didn't do that is because the ksuba is not payable when the yavam is still alive. What are you going to do with that? There'll be abanami lukasha. This is a bina. It's also not a kasha. Mishum eva. Setting aside property like that is going to make her have this feeling as if they're actually going to get divorced. So therefore, it's better. Rashi says, Mishum eva. Miyachid leishto. O karka. O metatlin. Nosin evas olam b'neim. Svavr the enav. Nosin begershin. She thinks, oh no, he's trying to divorce me. Avazeshim egarish. Amanashi yachzer. If he divorces her mamish in conditions to actually get married to her. Yadu de la'asa ela limkor upaka la'eva. He did it only in order to sell the property, the extra property over there. And therefore, it's going to take away any sort of Ava that's going to be over there, and that's why that's the best way of doing it. But Taka is payable, the Ksuba is payable while the Yavam is still alive. Story time. There was a story about a guy who failed him a Yavama in Pumbadisa. Rashi says the Nafale Yavama, the mitzvah of Gadol Yavam, the mitzvah of the oldest one to do it. The younger brother wanted to go ahead and passel her to him by giving her a get. Throwback to Yavamas over here. So, by Yechua, Ketan Mimena, Rashi says, L'mifsal begita lizok lo get of la'asra el kol ha'achin k'dam min v'perakamad Yavamas. Like we have in Perakamad Yavamas, that you go ahead, you throw in the get over there, it becomes usher to everyone. Amar Lei, so the older brother, the one who's like, you know, about to do Yibam, is like, whoa, my daitech, what exactly are you trying to do over here? Mishum Nechsi is because of the fact that you want to get in the chasim over here. Rashi says, Kasha be'inecha are you worried about the fact that you're bothered about the fact that I'm going to get the properties over here? That's what the problem is over here. Don't worry about it. I'll split it with you. What do you say? Just like chalitza, and I'll take just like you. Amr of Yosef, Yosef says, "Kevin to Amr Rabbanan lo lizabin." Since Rabbanan said it's not given over to sell, Rashi says, "Shomer siyavim ein hayavim rashai limkor kedarmina lekaman b'shmait." He's not allowed to sell it. Misha meis v'niach shomer siyavim. He's not allowed to go and sell it. Afal gav the zabin lo havis vine zvine. Even if he went and he sold it, it doesn't work. Rashi says, "Amash sha'asa ze." And this whole shtick over here, he set it aside in order to go ahead and to work out with his brother. This whole shtickle over here, it doesn't work. It's like a sale doing that, and that doesn't work over here. The Tanya from Lishana Brisa. Me Shemes Vinyach Shemer Yavam, someone who dies and leaves over Shemer Yavam, Vinyach Nechasim B'meya Mana. He leaves over property of 100 mana. Alpha Pishik Suvasa in all the money, even though her mana, her Suvas is only a mana's amount, Lo Yimkor still is not allowed to sell it. Shakol Nechasav Achorin Lechsubasa, but all of the property is pledged to her Ksuba. Yeah, so you're kind of stuck over there. Right now, Amar Abaye Abaye says, "V'chol heichad amar rabbanan lo lezabin." And wherever the chum said not to sell, afa gav de zabin lo haviz vini zvini. You're telling me if they sold it, that it wouldn't work even with the aved. Vatanamba, we learned in the Mishnah earlier. We said that in the case of a woman who goes ahead and she's yoreish stuff after she's given a rusa, bisham meom timkar, she's allowed to sell it. But some to give her, don't sell it. But both agree that if she did sell it, it does work. So what do you see? That even though the chachamim, the rabbanim said that it's also to do such a thing, if he does, it does work. So it should work here also, as well. Shachula kamed Rabbi Chanina bar Papi. So they sent this to Rabbi Chanina bar Papi. Shalcha kid Rav Yosef. He sent back, like Rav Yosef said, that it's totally null and void and doesn't work. So Rabbi Abaye said, Atu Rabbi Chanina bar Papi kipe talala. Kipe or nezumim, they're like nose rings, rings. Klomer b'me yafe v'hana as the varav umatam nasan ba kishashalcha. Like what reasoning, what logic did he give by saying his psak? Did he just say it straight up? And it goes on. Shalchula kamedrav manyume bredrav nachmuni. So they sent the question to manyume, who was the kid of Nachumi, shalchit Abaye. And he wrote back, like Abaye said, that even though you shouldn't have done it, itaka does work. Via marbar of Yosef taima achrina shilcholi. In his answer, what he said back is, but if Rav Yosef has a way of saying back to me, please send it to me. So Yosef sent another one. Nafak of Yosef dakva ashkach. Right, Ashkach, he went out and he checked it out and he found the Tanya. It says in the Brisa, Harishal Yanoshe Ba'achiv. Let's say you have a case. One brother goes to another and says, hey, you owe me money. Umeis, Ve'niach Shomer Yavim. And the guy who said, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. And then Reuven ends up dying and he leaves over his wife as a Shomer Yavim. Lo Yomer, he can't come and say that whole of Ashani Yorish Hechazakti, since I'm going to be Yorish anyway, because he died over here, it's coming all to me. Rashi says, Lo Yomer, Hayavam Hamachuyav Amo, someone who owes the money. Hol of any Yorish, Achni says, Ishto, Veskib, Nechasim, I'm taking his wife, and therefore I'm taking all of his Nechasim, Hechazakti, Bechov Zeh, Vula Shalmena O, then I have to pay it. Ella, rather, what do? Motzin Miyavam, take the money from the Yavam, Yikachvem Karka, we go and we buy land with that money. Who owes the Paris? And he gets to go ahead and eat the Paris from that land. Just the fact that the brother owes the dead brother money is enough to be able to take the money out of his hands and put it towards Reuven's estate, meaning it's Reuven and Shimon here. So Shimon goes and he owes him the money. So it's enough to be able to take the money and give it towards him. So in the case when all the stuff, now when Reuven dies and all that stuff is connected to the estate, they're not even his reshus, clearly he can't go and sell it. Amalei says, nah, nishkanaraya, because Dilma the Tavale of delay. Maybe they're just giving him an Eitzatov here also. The Chamim are just giving him good advice. This is for him. You should put the money into land, because land is a lot more safe than keeping it in cash. Rashi says, Eitzatov, shia karka kayam, lo olamis. Velo yitzi amos botzon, just send it out in some sort of money. And in the future, if he has to go pay the woman, then he'll have property there to be able to take money from, to be able to go out and pay her off. Nice try. Amar Leis is back to him. It says, Rabbi, Tana Tani Motzin. It says, we're Motzi. We take the money away from him. Rashi says, the Mashma Al Karchom. He's against his will. We do this in order to go ahead and to buy the land and to take care of it like that. Va'at, and he has a Peros. Va'at Amar to Tavale Avdalei. You're saying this is some sort of advice that's going on? Can't be that that's what's happening, so this isn't a good shtickle over here. Hadar Shalchul Kamedrav Amnune Bredrav Nachume Amalahu. So he said back to him, I hear that you wanted to try to send this together with you to be able to make this work for you, but Hachem Rav Yosef Amnune Amar of Nachman Zu Ein Mishnah, this is not a Mishnah. Meaning, you can't bring this as a raya. Rashi says, Lo Nishnah Sibishazu Beis Amedrash Shalchachamim Velosam Chidil Lopimidi. We're not so much on this.
Frak the Gemara, my time, why did he say that? What's the problem? Nachman says it's not a good braisa. Elim, we show him the Havili Metatli, because this is talking Metatlin, and Metatlin is Ksuba lo Meshabde, and Metatlin is not connected to, is not Meshabde to the Ksuba, the Rabbi Meir. Maybe we're going within the sheet of Rabbi Meir, right? Who says the Amr Metatlin Meshabde to the Ksuba? It is Meshabde to the Ksuba. Velim, we show him the Amr La. Rather, maybe you'll say the reason is because at lo Balas Devarim Didiat, he'll say to her, you're not a Balas Devarim over here. I borrowed one from my brother. This is between me and my brother. It's nothing to do with you. Beep, turn the page, pay base. Dilma, we can't say that either because Dilma Rabbi Nasan, he, right? Maybe we can't say that's no good because that, because maybe it's Rabbi Nasan, the time to look at the Brisa. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minayin Lanosha Bechavir Amana. How do we know that if a person owes somebody 100 Amana, Bechavir Bechaviro, and his friend owes someone else Amana, that means A owes B and B owes C, that C can go to A. That minai shalom si mizeh, v'nos to lezeh, that C can go directly to A, tamad lomer, v'nos on l'shar ha-shem lo, and he'll give it to the one who is guilty, right? So therefore you have the ability of doing something. The yavam can go take it from the yavam over here, because it goes, she owed it to the husband owes it to her, and therefore she can go take it from him. So therefore, ella lo ashkan tana demach, so therefore this shouldn't be a bad, right? So why are you saying it's no good? Ella lo ashkan tana demach mitrei chumir b'ksuba, we don't find that there's a tana who's machmir on bought on a double whammy. Ella e kerabbi mirror, you could either hold the kerabbi mirror and say metatlin and meshubit to the ksuba, or e kerabbi nasan, you could say that C could take from A, but you can't do a double whammy over there, and therefore it's no good. Amarava im kain hainu de shamanu le labai da amar zuin and mishnah. Now I understand, Chad, what it means when Rabbi said this is not a mishnah, when he was talking, meaning this is not a good one, this is not taught. Vloy dayamahi, I didn't know why he was saying that until right now. Now I get it. Okay, my friends, Rashi says, Lo yisi odea, tam bedover, amai in a mishnah, why isn't it good? But now I understand why it's not good. All right, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.